The entrance to the Sutro Baths is in front of me. I see a poster advertising summer night swimming, which confirms my hope that I have ended up sometime in the year 1897. I was aiming for early June. Along the midway behind me, I can hear the groan of a Ferris wheel. It is one of several attractions that Adolf Sutro hopes will turn this place into a new Coney Island. I can smell fried food and chowder. A couple walks by me. They are just off the 5-cent train from downtown. Their hair is still a bit windblown, and their eyes are wide, no doubt from peering over the edge of the cliffs as the train wound its way down the coast. I have already seen that train a few years later, when the track would give out in yet another landslide. It was always a disaster waiting to happen. They'd give up on it in the end. The couple is stopping to have their picture taken. They look out to sea for a moment. They chat about what they will eat later on. They are moving along. Now they are replaced by another couple, and then another. As I continue to watch, the couples seem to merge into one postcard picture, overwritten with nearly identical inscriptions. Wish you were here. The views have to be seen to be believed. Wonderful weather. Terrible fog. Birds are everywhere. Love to everyone. See you in a week. Same time next year. I have the uncomfortable sensation of losing myself in someone else's holiday. I turn away, and am instantly lost in the Hall of Mirrors Sutro called the Mystic Maze.
Stop your CD or MP3 player here. Follow the trail north to the first overlook.